Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Tommy and the Commies, permanent fixture. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tommy and the Commies, all the way from Slovenly Records, or more personally, all the way from Sudbury, Ontario, which we have discussed before, is where some of our teenage listeners lived when we first started doing the show.
Oh, right.
What is Tommy and the Commies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tommy and the Commies.
Facebook.com/Tommy's Commies, TommyscoMmies, which makes it Paulie B Internet 1, Tony nil. I will say up front, Tony, if I sound a little bit odd this week, if I'm not quite as linguistically clear as usual, It's because I have lost another tooth.
Have you?
Yeah, now I am, long-time listeners will know that I have an ongoing campaign with my mouth in that I'm trying to empty it of teeth as quickly as possible so I can get proper falsies. So I have lost a tooth in the last few. It's been loose for ages. I gave it a wobble and it just popped out. I went, oh, that's a good one. That's a good addition to the necklace.
Lovely.
As you know, I am planning to, with all the teeth I lose, I keep hold of every tooth I lose, and then I have a long-term ambition to have a silver necklace with all the teeth in it, which I think there's nothing weird about that at all. Having a necklace with your own teeth in it, I think, is a great idea.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, fine, of course. I mean, you've obviously spent a long time keeping yours in your mouth.
I attempted to, yes, but some days I don't want to smash them.
Exactly. I'd had enough of mine years ago. I think they're completely overrated, quite frankly. I think if you get a decent pair of falsies, like anything, isn't it? You get a decent pair of falsies, don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I sound a bit weird. But hey, no more weird than usual, I guess. And also, I'm in a different position this week, Tony.
Are you?
Now, I make Punky Radio in my new office room, come boudoir, come occasional bedroom. And it's an occasional bedroom this week, so I've got some new lodgers moving in, and there's obviously a crossover. So I've let the existing lodger have my room for the week, which means I'm downstairs, but it means I've got the bed out, which means, because I've got this big new desk, there's no room to sit at the desk. So I'm leaning on the chair I normally sit on, and I'm sat on the edge of the bed.
Oh.
This is all a very long way round for me to say I haven't got a joke or a poem this week.
Okay.
So if you've got a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. If it's a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner, and I will attempt to read it out properly as I adjust to the lack of tooth here, which, you know, it's like anything. Once you get used to something different in your mouth, everything's fine. Make of that what you will.
Excellent.
But right now, Tony, what I'd like to do is make you aware, again, of a rather tremendous artist called Leadfoot T. Now, we like Leadfoot T. He's absolutely brilliant. He is the one-man band from Malmo, originally from Swindon, relocated to Sweden, and as discussed, can't help thinking he just misread the road signs, or the taxi driver did.
We never found out.
But anyway, Leadfoot T has a newish album out called Grease and Oil. We played one or two tracks of it already. I think this is maybe this is just the second track of it we played. I'm not sure now. Anyway, he's a lovely bloke and he's a brilliant. I've got him in brackets as a Malmo one man band. But you know, when you think of a one man band, you think of a bloke walking down the street, then you go. But he's not like that. He's absolutely brilliant. A really top lad as well. And we share an interest in hats.
Okay.
But what is Leadfoot T's Bandcamp page?
Leadfoot T.bandcamp.com?
As simple as that. And Leadfoot T is LeadFootTea.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paulie B Internet 1, this is Shake Them Bones.
Shake Them Bones, baby.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Leadfoot T, top bloke, great tunes. And we'll be playing more in future weeks because we're going to get through another couple of tracks off this album as well. It's really good. Make sure you check him out via leadfoottea.bandcamp.com. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook. La 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave a comment, give a cheeky follow. Do get in touch, do you like to hear from you? I only had one this week, and that technically is from last week. But
hang on a minute. What is a cheeky follow?
Well, it's a follow, but I'm trying to make it sound a little bit more special.
Okay, but it's cheeky.
It's a cheeky follow. It's like a cheeky Nando's. There's nothing actually cheeky about it.
Cheeky Nando's?
No, you have a cheeky Nando's. People start prefacing things with cheeky. Maybe we have to start to get into the vibe.
If you're saying cheeky Vimto, different story.
Oh, cheeky Vimto.
There you go. You like a cheeky Vimto.
I like a cheeky Vimto.
I think that might be the signature drink of Mansfield for about 10 years, on it? All the girls are on cheeky Vimtos. It was brilliant.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Sideline me into port. But anyway, they were the days.
Yeah, but you can't have too much port, though, can you? Because you get gout.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Right, so come on then. So anyway, this is last week's one.
Yes,
yeah,
only got one this week. So Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Heg Tollo Nick Wambolt.
He says, thanks to the Hard Toms for this awesome new t-shirt as a thank you for including them in my best of 2018 Punky playlist. Thanks Paul and Tony for playing the Wambolt special.
I think I replied to that, didn't I?
You replied saying outrageous. We played them loads of times and got fuck all. Yeah. which is also true.
But I guess it means the Hard Toms must have listened to the show, which is nice as well. And Heg Tollo to the Hard Toms.
Heg Tollo, Hard Toms. No, good. Yeah, and he posted a picture for himself. If you'd like to see what a Wambolt looks like and what a free t-shirt also looks like, do check out our Facebook page.
I thought he looked terrifying. I thought I'm staying on his good side.
Yeah, he would
that's
give
for
you,
sure.
Doing it in dark alley with Wambolt.
Love you. Please don't hurt me.
No, exactly.
I don't want to lose the teeth that quickly. we haven't got to the bottom of this Heg Tollo thing then yet.
No, they haven't been in touch back. I'm sure. I think it is on the page. If you are not me or Paul, do check out our Facebook page and let us know if you can see the said video from last week.
Yeah,
you know what we're talking about. Listen to last week's show. We're not your mothers.
But also, who's who in it and what's happening there? What's going on? It's a growing mystery.
Yes. Should the police be involved? We don't know.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't be involved.
No, no. Okay.
Leave them out of it. I'll talk a bit more about them in the next bit.
Oh, dear. yeah, that's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. So we're going to play two songs in a row now. Now, I'm doing something relatively interesting this week, Tony, that we got two songs in a row by two bands that are fairly local to each other.
Okay.
In the second half of the show, we'll have two songs in a row by two bands that are fairly local to each other, all four of which are very close to our hearts.
Yeah, true.
So as I say, stay tuned for You Want Fox. But first up, Tony, maybe you'd like to talk to me a little bit about Apocalypse Babies.
Apocalypse Babies, well, they're a fantastic band. I've been playing since the very, very early 90s, or even 1990. Based in Alfreton. Hired themselves a rather smashing new lead guitarist over the Christmas period, and they are currently rehearsing for gigs in 2019. Just before Christmas, they released a new album called Wrong Side of the Law.
Which is one since the one that they gave to me.
Yes, the Politically Incorrect was 2017, this is 2018. Right. I think they must be trying to do an album a year. I think they had a problem where they've been about three or four guitarists in the past two or three years, and they had a bit of a down period where they couldn't gig, so they just started churning songs out and going into the studio. So that's what's happened. I think also the next album is already half done, so they've been quite prolific.
They really have.
And I'm supposed to be going to the studio hopefully sometime this month to start recording. So that'd be nice. So that's the Apocalypse Babies.
Oh, is that's happening, is it then?
Looks like it.
Good.
Yeah, there's a song that I've been writing the solo for, so I'm going to go in and do that.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that's the band.
Well, Tony, the thing is, I've only got their Facebook page, but they have a website, don't they? So shall I let you off here?
Yeah. It's apocalypsebabies.co.uk.
Right, and that redirects to the Facebook page.
It does, yeah.
It does, because that's what I try, because the Facebook page is incomprehensible.
It's ridiculous.
Apocalypse Babies, but babies is B-A-B-Y-S.
It is, yeah.
.co.uk. So I think I'll probably have to give you the point there.
There you go.
Tony 2, Paulie the Internet 1. This is off the new album. Is this one of your favourite tracks off the new album?
This is my favourite track off the new album because I'm a child.
Because what?
Because I'm a child.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It makes me laugh. Right.
So this is Feeder.
Oh,
You're listening to Lounge Exotica 3000 at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was You Want Fox and Low, Low, Low from their latest album, Reverse the Curse, which is apparently is sold out.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's present. I think it's only available by download, which is absolutely brilliant. And Heg Tolo to Nat and Colin.
Heg Tolo.
Of You Want Fox. Seems like you girls are doing very well at the moment. Very pleased for you. They're also not, well, Notts based, aren't they? They're Nottingham.
Yes, yeah, they are, yeah.
So we've had two Nottinghamshire bands in a row there. And then you'll find out what I'm doing after the next track for the other two. As I say, Heg Tolo to the girls. Mm. What is You Want Fox's Facebook page?
facebook.com/YouWantFox.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 1. And I'm aware that I sound a bit like What's-His-Name's sister from South Park. But anyway, I'm sure things will improve as the thing goes on. Tony, did you do anything last week?
A lot of work, a lot of redecorating the office. We've finally been redecorating my work office the past week, and band practice. Had our third band practice on Saturday. We are now gig ready. I'm happy to report.
You said you would be.
Said we would be. So now we're going to keep practicing the set, getting it better, and learning a few new songs. Local Hero is going to be on practice number 4.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Sorted that one.
You've got your own way.
Yep.
Did you say it's that or a walk?
Well, I kept saying I really want to do it, but it's going to happen next Saturday. The drummer's up for it. Everyone's up for it, really.
Well, I mean, they should be chuffed, because quite clearly the guy who's joined the band is a fan and wants to play one of their old songs. Mostly when you join a band, you don't want to play the old stuff. You want to play the stuff that's written with you, don't you?
It's so, a nice thing, yeah.
If I came with them, I'd be really chuffed.
I came to last week's practice with a list of songs I wanted to play. They weren't on the set list. I'd learnt 3 of them. There's a weird dynamic in the band, and I think there's stuff I don't know yet. And I think the problem is the different drummers over the time. So some drummers don't know the songs, and even stuff off the new album, a lot of them didn't know it. This album was a different drummer as well. It's all a bit confusing. I think it's just time. I think we'll settle down. And
it's been a band in flux, Tony.
Yeah, it's.
But the well-known saying goes, the flux stops here.
Yes, it does. but all going good with that. What did you get up to last week?
Well, you know what I did this afternoon, Tony?
Yes.
I did the speed awareness course. Once every 3 years, I get done for speeding. And it coincides with me being able to not have to have the points, but to do a speed awareness course. And so this is not the first one that I've done. Fortunately, this one was one that I could walk to, but I still chose to drive on principle and left a little bit late just so I'd have to nearly speed to do it, but I didn't. Anyway, what happens at speed awareness course stays at speed awareness course. It's confidential.
Mm.
But I will say this. They effectively sit you down for 4 hours where they show you a load of different stuff and get you to engage. You have to engage, Tony.
Yep.
You can't just sit there, you've got to engage. It must be the easiest teaching job in the world, because you're not allowed to be late and you're not allowed to have your phone on.
Right.
And you have to be a good boy or you don't pass. So everyone does the right thing and sits there and goes through it and engages, and they show you all these different facts and figures, and they get you to question your own driving and how you do it and all that. And at the end of it, after 4 hours, what you all deduce is that if you drove a little bit slower, everything would be all right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to pay £90 to find that out.
Yeah, I did one a few years ago.
Yeah. It's interesting. You do find stuff out. For example, if you're travelling at 30 miles an hour and you do an emergency stop so you can avoid a child in a pram or the such like, or an elephant or cardboard boxes, as was shown in the video.
Hmm.
If you do the same thing again at 31 miles an hour, you're still travelling at 8 miles an hour when you hit the boxes.
Mm.
1 mile an hour difference, Tony. That's all I'm saying. 1 mile an hour difference. Now, I think I was done at something outrageous, like 37 in a 30 or something crazy. It was madness what I was doing. But when I think about the damage I could have done, Tony, I can safely say I will never travel above 29 miles an hour in a 30 limit ever again.
It did stop me doing it. I definitely don't go over it now.
It stops you for a while, and then you forget, and then you're driving along and you're a bit late somewhere, and then just bang, done. Here we go again. Either 3 points or another 4 hours listening to people telling you what is some basic common sense.
Yeah.
But it is still quite interesting. So yeah. I did that.
Okay.
Did that. One person, when they said, so what have you all learned from this course then? Nearly everyone there was my age or older, which was interesting.
Hmm.
Right. And one person piped up and said, I said, what have you learned? And she said, what I've learned is to drive as fast as you like, but don't get caught.
Oh, dear.
Just everyone burst out laughing. And you're not getting this, are you? But they passed everyone. They laughed about it, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
So we all passed. So there are now 20 safer drivers on the road than there were at midday today.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
It's always good to know.
I mean, the rest of them are nutters, but there's at least 20 of us that are all right. And I know you're a careful driver, so that's actually 21.
I'm pretty careful.
What's Steph like in the car?
Steph is a heavy footed. She brakes hard and
she's heavy footed, is she?
She's one of those slamming the brakes on.
I'm like that. I can't sit next to anyone else driving and not go, whoa, I don't
travel well. I think, you know, I always have to drive. I think it's a weird thing. But no, but she's good. She's all right, driver. She's good.
Probably isn't heavy footed. You are probably light patient.
Probably. I don't fly well either. I think it's all the same thing.
I know you don't fly well.
No.
We've had that.
Yes.
All right then. Well, look, let's just crack on, shall we?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do one from the vaults now. Right. This is a band that we didn't first play, but this track goes back to 2013. A band from Ile de la Réunion, Tony.
Hmm.
Mothra Slapping Orchestra, who are psychobilly with other elements and are terrific. And look into Ile de la Réunion because it is a terrific island I'd love to visit. And if you do get a load of money, give me it so I can go.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't mean you personally. I mean anyone out there. If we have any millionaire listeners, this is a really great time to invest in a great project. That project is me.
There you go.
If you'd like to invest in me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tiny email. I've got a load of money and it's your lucky day.
It's worth asking. You never know.
Don't ask, don't get.
Exactly.
Anyway, point is, Tony, what is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra?
Facebook.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra-1901259931016235. And why is that, Tony?
That's that default you are, aren't they?
Default URL. However, they are brilliant, and this is Kick Your Ass. You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So we had Mothra Slapping Orchestra, then Mullet Monster Mafia. That's quite catchy, isn't it?
Ooh.
One thing I did mean to say that I did last week was I've got a new lodger moving in for 3 months called Lorenzo, Italian lad, 24 years old, lovely bloke. One of the first questions he asked me was, do you have a hairdryer?
Hmm.
And I said, well, I haven't got a lot of need for it, to be honest. I guess I have got one. I sometimes blow dry my pubes, too.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't actually. That would be weird. But anyway, he's from Rome, and his mum and dad are over from Rome, and his mum and dad wanted to come and see the place. Went, yeah, fine. So they came in. And his dad, as Lorenzo said later, my dad made the big mistake of doing the one thing you don't do when you meet someone the first time, which is talk about religion or politics. Because his dad came in and sat down and said, what do you think about Brexit?
Oh, dear.
And I went, yah, bloody Brussels, yah, central government, rah, 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 don't like that, yah. And then he said, oh, yeah, I used to work at the European Parliament for 12 years. Well, you set me up. Right, here goes. Blimey. But it was quite funny. We had a very good conversation about it. He's a very interesting man.
Good.
Very interesting man. And Lorenzo's a top lad as well. So I'll have Lorenzo and Wazim in the house. Mm. Yes, I'm getting rid of one and I'm bringing in two, Tony. That's how I roll.
Why not?
It does mean
2019?
I'm sleeping downstairs, yeah. Yeah. It is 2019. It does feel like the future. Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
2019.
Don't know why. It just dawned on me.
Oh, it just did, yeah.
New year. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, is it in the UK? Doesn't have to be. Would they like a gig with Apocalypse Babies? It is always worth an ask. We might down and support you.
Who wouldn't like a gig with Apocalypse Babies? Maybe there is someone who wouldn't like a gig with Apocalypse Babies. If you wouldn't like a gig with Apocalypse Babies, please do email tony@punkyradio.com explaining exactly why.
Hey, I'll take it.
You will take it.
I don't mind negative criticism because I can spin it into a positive.
Yeah, always.
But I've got one gig this week.
Right.
Didn't hear anything, so I found one on my own. On a venue that I haven't seen before that I have no fear of closing down. This Friday night, the 18th, Spunk Volcano and the Eruptions are playing.
I can't argue with that.
Nope. They're playing the old schoolhouse in Barnsley with System of Hate and Sons of El Rocho.
Well, we've played both of those on the show before.
It all does sound familiar. I don't think we've played Spunk Volcano
and El Rocho. And I can't tell you that Spunk Volcano should get together with Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots. What a fantastic night that would make.
That would be all over, wouldn't it?
It would be all over, Tony. By the time the gig is finished, you'd think the whole venue had been Artex.
Plastic Mac needed.
Yes. This is the kind of band you need an umbrella for.
Exactly. But if you are in Barnsley, do check it out. It's the old schoolhouse this Friday. It starts at 7:30. I don't have a ticket price, but I'm sure it would be a bargain. So if you can do so, do check it out.
I think that sounds fabulous.
It does.
And that's it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Come, Fountain.
Local hero.
You would be if you could do that. Right. Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
This time round, two very close to my heart. Stay tuned for Limousine. First up, Bleach Boys.
Mm.
So actually, we're playing two bands in a row here, both who have lost their lead singers.
Ah, yeah.
Which has only just occurred to me. This wasn't intentional. Anyway, Bleach Boys have got a new 3-track EP, and I've been threatening to play all 3 tracks. Well, here comes the third one. They've got more new stuff coming in the next few months as well, and everyone's very excited about it, and they're having a really good run at the moment. The Beach Boys are getting good press, and everyone's saying how brilliant they are, and I'm really pleased with them. And they did go to the same school as me.
Right.
Not at the same time. They're even older than I am. Well, two of them are even older than I am. They went to the same school as me. The two younger ones, I think, maybe didn't. I'm not sure. I'll find out what percentage of the Bleach Boys went to Hitchin Boys School.
Okay.
But you know, I always have this thing with the Bleach Boys, whether they're Bleach Boys or the Bleach Boys. The Bleach Boys. What is their website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is. TheBleachBoys.co.uk. And you can find out all sorts about them on there. It's actually quite a comprehensive website these days. Well done to them. As I say, stay tuned for Limousine. But first up, this is Tapeworm. You're listening to The New Waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine and the opening track from the last album they brought out called Limo Deluxe, a track called Dirty Little Miss TV. And you're right, it is as catchy as anything. As they were or are, they are brilliant. R.I.P. Limo Dean, the lead singer. Bleach Boys lost their lead singer, Simon, and eventually replaced him with Matty. And this was a few years ago. Limousine at present have no plans to gig without Limo Dean. But I've got a feeling there might be an annual thing when everyone gets together and gets on stage and sings the songs, because he was such a lovely bloke and they're such a great band, as you've just heard there. And we will have news in a few weeks' time of a Punky Radio competition to win a Limousine Best Of on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be very exciting. What is... you can still find out all about Limousine by their Facebook page, which is...
facebook.com/limousineband.
It is. Does that make it 5-2 again? Or is that 4-3? It's 4-3, isn't it? No, is it?
No, I think it's 5.
You think it's 5-2, don't you?
Mmm. I think I've got Limousine, well. Bleach Boys, you want Fox, Pockets, Babes and Leadfoot Tea. I think.
All right, you show off, you don't need to go through it.
Honestly, you know.
So, Simon Knott, are you listening? Heg Tolo, Simon Knott.
Heg Tolo.
The clock is ticking to when we see Simon Knott again, by the way, Tony. Don't forget, February the 2nd.
I've already told the band I can't practice on February the 2nd. It's
good,
all,
lad.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because of the tour, because you're going to come on the tour, that's what I meant. Oh, I've already said, don't matter. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, on Friday night, me and the other half are going to the ballet to watch the Nutcracker, which is partly a birthday present for the Stephanie, and also anniversary. 12 years. Yeah,
I've got nothing.
12 years.
I've got nothing, Tony. Right, what you do away from Punky Radio is clearly none of my business.
I've got a horse.
You've got a horse.
12
you go to the ballet, and now you've got staff as well.
Yeah.
And you've survived 12 years with the same woman.
Hmm.
That's four things I failed to achieve.
There you go.
I haven't got staff.
No.
I haven't got a woman, let alone one for 12 years. What else was there?
Ballet, horse.
I haven't got a horse, and I've never been to the ballet, and I'm not planning on going.
Hmm.
I do. I'm just letting this go, Tony. You carry on. When I'm saying there's only multi-millionaires out there, I should just be asking you. Right. We're going to play another track now. Reverend Beatman's got a new album out, but it's with Isabel Garcia. So the album, the band are Reverend Beatman and Isabel Garcia, and Heg Tolo to Reverend Beatman.
Heg Tolo.
Who is an absolutely wonderful man, and his record label, Voodoo Rhythm Records, regularly sends us stuff. They've sent us this off the new album. We're going to play it now. The album's written in foreign, Tony.
Right.
Something muerto, which obviously means somebody's dead, but I don't know what the translation is. What is Reverend Beatman's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Reverend Beatman.
facebook.com/Reverend Beatman Official.
Mm.
Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 5, and this is Black Metal.
Well, black is the night. Metal we fight. Power and set to explode. Energy screams, magic and dreams. Satan records the first note. We climb the bell while chaos in hell. Metal for maniacs, pure, all fast melting steel. Fortune on wheels, rain hammer ridges, the cure for black metal. Oh, black metal. Oh, baby, black metal. Oh, yeah, black metal. Yeah, lay down your soul to the gods of rock and roll, black metal. That you've got. Wild is the
the top, yeah. Open the door, enter hell's core. Black is the god of the night, yeah baby, atomic force. Feel no remorse, crack up the amps, now is the night for black metal. Yeah, black metal. Black metal, yeah baby, it's black metal. Lay down your soul to the gods of rock and roll. Metal then fall through the deadly black hole. Riding hell stallion, bareback and free. Taking our chances with Roy and the chief with black metal, baby. Against the odds, black metal gods fight to archive for gold. Casting the spell, leather and hell, black metal gods rock and roll. Oh, building up scream, nuclear scream, warheads are ready to fight. Yeah, black leather hounds, fast and sound, metal or purpose in life, baby, it's black metal. Oh, black metal. Black metal, oh yeah, it's black metal. Black metal. Black metal. Black metal.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good song. Well done, Red and Beatman and Isabel Garcia. Black metal. Tony, you got a tour act?
Yes.
In that case, let's hear this tune.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
I love it.
Yes.
We still haven't got a proper thing to say about it. We've got on Evertire that Frankie Boy with Facebook. We still haven't got the right thing to say about this, have we?
But it's because we haven't played it enough.
No, that's true. We'll get there.
We play Facebook every week, don't we? Well, we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. So, what have we got this week?
So, firstly, if you've got a twat to nominate, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats need your thanks. We can play the theme tune. Please email me. So, Sussex Saints been in touch.
Peg Tollo, Sussex Saints.
Peg Tollo, Sussex Saints.
Tollo.
With his now, we think this is probably yearly. We certainly did it last year. I think he might have done it the year before as well.
Yeah. Is this a top 10 twats?
It's a top 10 twats of 2018.
The Triple T by Tony for 2018.
He says, hi Tony, it's that time of year when we look back on the twats they excelled themselves in 2018. Are you ready?
Well, there must be quite a few from him.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. True, actually. Most of them are coming through 6-8, but
all right,
I don't know how many from you.
So you like me do the music, yeah?
Go on, then.
At 10.
World Cup fever. It was coming home, and then didn't come home. What twats we all were for unthinking the unthinkable.
Nine.
GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, which has thrown all sorts of barriers in the way of general common sense. A sledgehammer used to crack a nut, dreamt up by the EU.
At eight.
Michael Cohen, Trump's ex-lawyer who was sent to jail for covering up Trump's previous misdemeanors, which could have stopped him before he even started.
Where are we? Seven.
Seven. Gatwick Drone Patrol. When is a drone not a drone? When it's possibly sighted above an airport and fucks up the journeys of people for 3 days.
At six, and before six, Tony, from five downwards, there's going to be a departure.
Ooh. At six, Jeremy Corbyn. A stupid man who called a stupid woman stupid then lied about it. He's wasted the chance to really put the boot into the Tories over the past 2 years and will no doubt split the Labour Party eventually.
At six.
That was six, this is five.
At five.
Jose Mourinho.
That's what happens when you have a departure.
I know.
I'm abandoning the departure. I never liked that theme anyway. I'm back to Led Zepp after this.
Exactly. Jose Mourinho. He's a twat who got the sack because he couldn't get Paul Pogba to play football.
You have got to be a bit of an idiot not to be able to let Paul Pogba play football.
Yeah.
That is fair. Da-down-da-down-down, chicka-bomb, chicka-bomb, da-down-da-down, at four.
Exiting Brexit secretaries, David Davis and Dominic Raab both quit their jobs when they couldn't stand the heat in the Brexit kitchen. Let's hope that the stew they were cooking actually gets to be tasted and it doesn't leave a bitter aftertaste.
It's like a revolving door of political failure.
Isn't it just?
At three.
Russian cathedral enthusiasts.
Oh, they're my favourites.
The Moscow branch of the Cathedral Enthusiast Club, who made a brief but fatal, for some people, visit to the town of Salisbury. Extreme tourist twat behaviour.
And I will just add that, did you see about the Leeds United spy at the Derby ground last week?
I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mate Kev, who is a Derby County fan, one of only two Derby County fans I will tolerate, he put on Facebook Photoshop pictures of two blokes from Salisbury with Photoshopped Leeds United badges on them. Absolutely brilliant. At two.
Donald Trump, number two last year, and has maintained his excellent twat record, particularly when dealing with overseas states other than Russia or North Korea.
He'll always be a number two.
Exactly.
And at number one for 2018,
Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, the Saudi Crown Prince, who is alleged to have ordered the murder and disposal of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And who's the most unpopular person at his birthday party?
Don't know.
The Funky Shaz. Give us a bee. So that is the top 10 from Sussex Saint. Thank you very much. Yeah. That was the Twat Top 10 for 2018. Get your twats into as soon as you can. And let's hear that tune again. Right. Absolutely brilliant. One last track this week, Tony. Okay. And we're going down to Falmouth. We're going to Cornwall for this one. A band called Bobby Funk. We played him a few times before. Absolutely loving. They have got a sort of halfway between the EP and an album out called Avocado Stains. We have played a couple of tracks. They're fast as anything. Paul Jordan, are you listening? Get ready for this. What is Bobby Funk's Bandcamp page?
Bobbyfunk.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 6, Paulie Bean set 3. This is DMT.
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thanks very, very much for listening. I didn't tell you about Oslo, did I?
No, go for it.
I never mentioned Oslo. How did I miss that out? Anyway, point is, this Saturday, I'm doing my comedy show in Oslo at Horgan's on Hegde Housevine. Please do get along if you're in the Oslo area. I've got Josh Pugh and Paul Savage on. It's going to be brilliant. You can find out all about it and buy advance tickets via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. But if you type in English Comedy Oslo into that there internet, you'll find it. Tony, maybe you could very quickly mention the internet stations that carry the show.
We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com, and Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, ANDRA. .se.
Absolutely brilliant stations. Make sure you give them a listen. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.